Jessica is a horrible, evil woman. First of all, she's fat, which is just disgusting. But second of all, she starts falsely accusing man after man after man of the most horrendous acts, and she even gets men sent to prison, and it is all lies. She ruins the life of 15 men. Disgusting. All men should be educated on how to avoid a woman like this. Anastasia. Anastasia is a high quality, beautiful woman, and even she looks at the horrendous acts of Jessica and thinks, what the hell is wrong with modern women today? There are beautiful feminine women like Anastasia all around the world who actually love and respect men, and men just need to be taught how to attract a woman like this. Today we're gonna talk about this beast of a human being, this wildebeest, this fucking whale of a human being, and how she's ruined the life of 15 men. What I'm gonna teach you in this video is gonna change your life, and it might actually save you from going through a very chaotic time. This is gonna change your life. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like, because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out, all the details are there. Let's do this. So imagine this. You go out to a party or a club. You don't really do that often because you're on this like Jeffrey to Adonis transformation. But you know, you're gonna let loose a little bit, whatever. Once, very rarely, you go out, maybe you even drink a little bit. And of course, you know, you're in this environment where there's partying, there's girls, there's guys. And of course, you're in this environment where there's a lot of pretty girls. And so you are feeling that primal desire to fuck. Only problem is, you're not an Adonis just yet, so you're kind of struggling. Maybe there's a bit of approach anxiety. You speak to one girl, she's not really into you. Then you see her dancing with a different guy later on. You speak to this other girl, her friend shouts at you or some shit. And so you've basically struck out. You decide to leave the club. You're walking back, and you spot her out in the wild. A hippopotamus. Now, of course, you know, 3 a.m., fat chick. No guy would like sleep with a fat girl at 3 a.m., would they? Desperate times call for desperate measures. It's not your proudest moment, but let's say you meet this girl who's just, she's not attractive, she's fat, whatever, but you're like, whatever, it's like, I'm super horny, no one's gonna find about this. Okay, awkward, whatever. And you end up making love. Okay, it's, oh god, okay, oh, okay, post-nut clarity, okay, I gotta go home, man, I gotta go, like, fucking bathe with fucking bleach or something after, okay, it's fine, whatever, it's a bit embarrassing, okay, sweet, okay. You go home, you shower up, okay, brush your teeth, you go to bed, and there's a loud fucking knock at your door. You're like, what the fuck, who the fuck's knocking on? It's like 4 a.m, 5 a.m. You get up, check the little peephole, and there's police right outside. You open the door, and they tell you that they are arresting you on suspicion of rape. You're a man, and the victim is a woman, which means that you are guilty until proven innocent, because the world is sexist towards men, not towards women, but towards men, especially the legal system. You have no rights when it comes to the legal system, when it comes to the police. And the worst thing that you do is you've not been trained for this moment. You're like a ignorant, naive Jeffrey. You've never been taught what to do if the police come knocking on your door, so you do the worst thing possible. In the back of their car, you start speaking. You talk to them, you answer their questions, because you just feel like, you know, it's polite, and they'll be angry at me if I don't. So when they ask you leading questions, you start admitting to like 90% of the situation. Oh yeah, no, I didn't rape her, but like, yeah, we had sex. Okay, you just admitted that you had sex. The court, the judge, the jury needed to prove that, and you just did it, the work for them. You just admitted that something happened. You're blabbing on, instead of doing the more Adonis thing, you know, the fucking strong man who would sit silently at the back of the car, knowing that the police are not on your side because you're a man and the victim was female. female. If she is a woman and you are a man, you will be subject to sexism in the police and the law system. Understand this. So a man like Adonis would sit silently whilst he's being arrested. He would say nothing. When your lawyer comes in, that's when you can start to explain the situation. You say nothing. A strong man will say nothing to the police, but of course, you're more of a Jeffrey. You didn't know this up until now, so you're blabbing in the back and you've admitted to multiple things that actually makes it easier for them to pin this crime onto you. The truth is, there was no crime. It was actually consensual. It genuinely was, but again, you're a man, she's a woman, she has more rights than you. So you're in jail. Your parents are wondering where you are. You get a phone call. You don't even remember anyone's fucking phone number these days. So you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this fucking big-ass brick phone? I don't remember anyone's. The only number I remember is 999. I'll just call that guy over there. Yo, can you get me out of here, bro? You don't remember your fucking dad's number, your mum's number, anything. Okay, back into jail. Okay, maybe there's some bail or some bullshit. Okay, now you're going to go to the court, okay? There's no evidence. There's no real evidence to prove that you actually harmed this woman. But there is evidence to prove that you did make love with her, and that's enough. She regrets it. That's it. If she regrets it, then it's rape, right? It's not, and it shouldn't be, but that's what the law system is like. Again, when you are a man and she is a woman, if she says that you hurt her, you are fucked. She said that it was rape. You say that it was consensual. It doesn't matter what the fuck you said if you're a man, especially if you're a brown or black man as well. Fuck you. Grab the rope. Prison. 2 years. 2 years go by. 2 years you are in jail and your only crime is fucking a fat bitch. 2 years. And then finally people come over and they're like, oh, we are so sorry. We only now just found out that that fat bitch was lying and you've been in jail for no reason. And by the way, she also did this to 14 other guys. Oops, we only just realized now. Come on, you can leave now. Okay, so 2 years of your life, gone. You have lost 2 years of your life to this because of this horrible woman's lies. Not only 2 years though, because no one will speak to you anymore. Your own parents are thinking they raised the fucking rapist. No fucking girl in your city will want to speak to you. As soon as you go to like a gym, one person will recognize you. They'll be like, oh yeah, well, he's the rapist. That's all they're gonna remember. And they're not gonna come up to you and be like, oh, hey, would you mind showing me the facts of the situation where you proved innocent recently? No, they're just gonna think, oh yeah, I remember him being on the news, he's a rapist. And then when you're speaking to a girl in the gym, you're innocent, but you're speaking to a girl, you know, you're trying to go on with your life. Some guy will go up to her and be like, oh, watch out for him, he's a rapist. Your life is literally ruined, your career gone. You literally would need to like move cities because of this woman's lies. And this is exactly what happened. This woman, I remember this story from a while ago because it always stuck with me. And this story was about 10 years ago, but this stuck with me all this time. And I want to pass this on to you. She falsely accused 15 men of rape. 15. Imagine that scenario happening to like 15 guys. This woman, bro, like this fucking like you should look at another picture of her, bro. I don't even want to see it, man. It's an eyesore, bro. 15 times she went to the police and she told these lies and she was actually taken seriously with very limited evidence. It was he said, she said, the woman always has more rights. Okay, you're fucked if you're a guy. That's as simple as it is. After the 15th false accusation, that's when more of the truth was coming out. Maybe that's the first time someone with a fucking brain realized, this girl just keeps getting raped. That's crazy. Maybe we should look into that. And also, she's fat and ugly, so that's a bit of a weird kind of combination. Maybe we should actually look into the evidence. Oh, crazy. There's no evidence at all. That's crazy. You know what's interesting about this story, which actually gives you like a bit more faith in humanity? Eventually, she gets arrested for this, and she's actually jailed for 10 years, which is a fucking like, okay, sweet. Nice, man. Nice, right? And now she's gonna lose some fucking weight. Yeah, my cameraman's right. Now, let's hope she loses some weight in there, you fat bitch. But here's the interesting thing, though. 10 years is the maximum sentence. But again, she's a woman. She's gonna get let out for good behavior. So it's probably gonna be more like 7 or 8, but let's just say it's still 10, right? 10 years, 15 guys. For each false rape accusation that she made, she gets about 8 months in prison. She could get you put in prison for years. With like a rape sentence would get you what, like 10 years or whatever in prison, something like that. She would get 8 months for lying about it. It's not equal, is it? And you know what the weird thing is and the scary thing is? This was in 2013. Even if she served the maximum sentence, which I don't believe she would have, I believe she would have been let out in maybe 6 or 8 years or something. She's actually out on the street right now. And with Ozempic, you know that there's a new like drug that you can inject which makes you lose fat. This fucking witch could be walking amongst us as like a 6 out of 10 that you'd never even know. And she's not on the sex offenders register. She doesn't legally have to tell you that she did this. When a man commits any crime related to sex, he gets put on the sex offenders register, and very often there's like a term and sort of condition, like this agreement in there, that he has to tell all future sexual partners about his crime legally. Otherwise, they can very, very easily like take him to court, which is actually a pretty good thing, right? If a man is a genuine rapist, if he's ever gonna get into a relationship again, he should have to legally get like written fucking papers from the girl who's about to consent with him. So it's like it puts a massive friction for anyone to enter a relationship with them. But there's no such thing like that for the man's benefit. Wouldn't it be very helpful? Imagine like you've pulled this girl from like, you know, a dating app where you're just in the gym, whatever, she seems normal, great, and you go back to her place and then, you know, she's acting a little bit awkward and you think maybe she's just nervous and she's like, oh, this is so cringe. She pulls out this document. She's like, you've got to sign this before we have sex. And you're like, oh, we're gonna have sex, what is this? You read it and it basically says she's falsely accused the guy of rape before this, and you're thinking, wait, what the fuck? Fuck you, I am not fucking yeah, sure. It's been like 2 weeks. Let's go. Fuck it, I'll take the risk. You're thinking like, oh, fuck that, right? But there's no like sex offenders register for women. Of course there is and there should be, but like they're often not even put onto it. And this means that this type of woman is out on the street right now. And this is the woman who was caught, by the way. Like, this woman's lies were so outrageous. You know, 15 guys, okay? It's just silly, right? So outrageous that, of course, eventually she got caught. But the women who just lie about one or two guys, they often don't get caught. And I feel like it is my duty to use my platform sometimes to just tell you some of these stories, because I had this weird interest about 10 years ago reading news articles like this, because I just, for some reason, like, you know, it triggers you a bit, but I was like, man, I'm so glad I got to hear this news, because it takes this, you know, the bullshit fairy tale of relationships, it takes that off and shows you like, oh bro, there's some genuinely evil people. Like, there's people, maybe I'll make a video on this, there's people who know they've got like HIV, AIDS, or crazy shit like that. They know they've got it and they'll still have sex with you without telling you. And they'll pass it on to you, like this lifelong STD that will make you sick and that, you know, you'll have to basically tell like your future wife about and stuff. There's people who know they've got it and they won't even tell you just because they're a bit like shy or whatever. There's genuinely very evil people out there, and you know, they will commit all sorts of crimes, but I find that these ones, particularly like these sex-related crimes, are just so heinous. And so this is why you have to stick to this path, the Jeffrey to Adonis path, because if you are more of a Jeffrey, like the weak, modern young man, in this type of situation, you would be destroyed. Like, imagine the worst happens. Really imagine this, right? God forbid this ever happens to any of us, but just imagine if you ever go through a situation like that, and imagine you're still more of a Jeffrey. From the moment you get arrested, you're yapping, you're nervous, you're literally like admitting shit to the police that puts the case against you, because you're not the strong, stoic type of guy like Adonis. Like, so from the moment it happens, you're already at a disadvantage when you're more of like the weaker man like Jeffrey. Then let's say the worst happens, and for some reason, the stupid court system, the judge, the jury, they find you guilty even though there's no evidence. Let's say you are falsely accused and you are jailed. Imagine being a Jeffrey and being sent to jail. Never mind even potential, like, you know, like fucking threats and criminals around you who might even try to fucking like fuck you in the butt. Imagine like being falsely accused of rape, getting sent to prison and then getting raped in there. Like, that's fucked, right? That happens more often than you realize. You're in fucking prison. Imagine the mental fucking turmoil you're in. Imagine being a Jeffrey in that situation compared to Adonis. Imagine being Adonis and having this happen. It would be terrible. It'd be fucking awful. But you'd be able to stay like mentally and physically safe. That's why this transformation that I'm getting you on, Jeffrey to Adonis, is the most important thing that you could possibly be thinking about in your life. This is the journey of manhood. Don't quit. Even in this weird example that we're talking about today, like dealing with a false accusation. It would even help you with this. It would help you with dating, finances, with business, with productivity, with friendship, with your family, with your health, with your sleep, with everything in your life will get better when you commit yourself to the Jeffrey to Adonis transformation. And you can see the guys who have made great progress in this transformation because they're always in the comments trying to encourage other guys and telling them, yeah, I've been watching Hamza and my life has changed forever. You just watch these videos and your life changes. So ask yourself 500 times today, what would Adonis do? Click and watch this video.
Goodbye.